Welcome to Rock the Flock. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for joining the show. It's very special on this show to be able to play music, to interview guests. But the true blessing about this show is when guests and artists want to come back on the show. This week, saying honored would not be the right word to put in text, but Miss Jenna Widener. Jenna, thank you for jumping back on Rock the Flock.
Thank you for having me.
We've been waiting on this. You've been working really hard. You've been on social media. I see that's kicked up. You've got new music coming out. You've been busy.
Yes, for sure.
Why so busy?
Why so busy? I mean, that's just kind of the life of an independent artist, isn't it? You're always busy. You never feel like you're doing enough.
No, because one, you have to have funds to be able to do what you want to do, because the life of an independent Christian artist is not easy. But hey, we had a great example though, Jenna, because you know, Jesus' life wasn't really easy, but it seemed it worked out perfect for him.
Yeah.
and you know, and we're nowhere close to what he was, even though he's the model of how we're supposed to walk our lives. We have a promise one day that we'll be with him. So it's this is all this, this stuff down here is all going to work out.
It is. You're right.
Well, you're still working.
Mm-hmm.
You're still doing writer's rounds.
Yep.
You're still playing.
Yep.
And you're still writing music.
I sure am. Yep.
How do you fit that in 24 hours?
You know, if you find someone who has been able to fit all of that in 24 hours, let me know who they are, because I haven't cracked that code.
I know. I won't get into it very much, but a week ago, we buried my dad, and
oh, man.
I was able to do the graveside service, and I talked about it on last week's show when I talked to everybody. I talked about time, and basically it spoke to me more than what I was trying to get across to everybody, like what did my dad do with his time, and I could explain it, but what do we do with our time? And I thought, what is time? And I said it to somebody on the phone today. There's not enough time. And when I said it, it clicked. I said, there's time again. I mean, time is the one thing that runs our lives.
Yeah.
Because we need more. We're trying to get it to stop. Hopefully we're not trying to speed it up, because time goes by too fast.
It sure does.
And when you're an independent Christian artist, it's even tougher. But Jenna, thank you for continuing to do what God has put in your life. You know, what that passion for him and not for this world. Because it'd be easy to go to a bar and sing secular songs. You could go to one every night and probably play.
Yeah.
But you didn't. You chose the path, and that path is what the Bible says. It's narrow, and not many follow it.
Yeah, it's got its own challenges for sure. But yeah, it's, what can I say? It's the music I am called to write.
Amen. And the Bible says if we do something, we say something, sing something, and just one, the angels rejoice. So all that hard work you're putting in, I know you're reaching more than one. So again, God bless you.
Thank you.
You have an amazing, and I'll say it 10 times probably on this show. You have an amazing voice. You have an amazing gift.
Thank you.
And I probably said it in the last show too. So, and if we talk again on another show, I'm gonna say it again.
Well, I can never hear it enough, so.
How many, my goodness, I was trying to figure out how long it was when we interviewed last. How many songs have you written the last 6 months?
Probably not as many as you would think. I've had some co-writes, but with releasing my most recent single, that's taken up, just getting that song done has taken up a lot of time. So I'm hoping that I have another single too that I'm working on right now, and then hopefully I can get a little more time for writing and after finishing those. Yeah, I don't really I don't count how many songs I write. I'm just like, they come when they come.
Oh, man, I love that. I absolutely love that because that's how I kind of model this show. Because people ask me all the time, how many people listen? It don't matter. Whoever's listening, who is who God wants to listen to. Well, how many streams? How many people listen on the stream? I don't look. That's not what I'm supposed to do. That's not my job. My job is to sit here and just be in awe of the guest. And this week I'm in awe because Miss Jenna Widener is on the show.
You are too kind.
Well, like I told you, it's just it's a blessing to be able to have this show. It's a blessing to be able to work for you. You have an employee. You didn't know that, did you?
No, I did not.
No, it's part-time, but sometimes it seems like it's going to full-time. But you have a full-time, almost working employee that not only loves to play your music, but prays for you, that prays for all the artists, because I just want the Lord to protect you and to keep that fire lit.
Thank you.
Well, for people who are just joining the show and didn't catch our first interview, you don't have to go through all of it, but just give them a quick, who's Jenna?
I am a singer-songwriter from Colorado. That's where I was born and raised, and could sing from the moment I could make a melody with my mouth. Humming pretty much, humming since I was a baby, and singing my whole life, to choir and piano lessons, guitar lessons. Those eventually led to songwriting. And my passion for songwriting is what made me seriously think about pursuing music as a career. And I learned about Belmont University here in Nashville. And so that's where I felt that God was calling me into the next stage of my life. And I graduated from there in 2021 and have been in Nashville ever since. And I'm recording music, I'm writing, I'm, as you already mentioned, doing shows, and on top of that, a full-time job. And it's just busy, busy, busy. But if I didn't love the music that I create and I didn't feel called to it, then I wouldn't do it. But I think
Amen.
that
Amen.
this is what the Lord has clearly put as a ministry in my life. So, yeah.
Well, cool. Well, I tell you what, when we come back, we like to jump in the Bible on this show. And because when you take it all away, that's what's left, the Word of God. And that's what we're to build our lives on. It's what we build, hopefully, all artists do. And on this show, I know they do build their music around that word. So when we come back, if you have a Bible verse you'd like to share with us, we would love to hear it.
Sounds good. I got one.
All right, we'll be right back with Miss Jenna Widener right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. Joining the show, let me say rejoining the show, which is if I had a big old woo-hoo on the computer, I would play that, but I don't have all those sounds yet, but it's coming. Miss Jenna Widener back on the show. Jenna, in the last segment, thank you for taking the time to tell us a little bit about you again for those who don't know, because if you don't know who the superstar Jenna Widener is, you just need to get out behind the tree you're living in. I'm just kidding. Jenna is an amazing artist. We'll talk about how you can connect with her later in the show. But one thing I will say right now before we get to the Bible verse, one thing I want you to do for Jenna, I want you to pray for her. Keep her in your prayers. That the Lord will not only protect her, but provide for this ministry, this vehicle that's on a roll right now. Because that vehicle needs gas, doesn't it? It does. Literally, it does. Well, Miss Jenna, what verse did you bring?
Well, so I hope I pronounced this correctly. It's Habakkuk.
Very good.
It's with that, right?
I've heard it two different ways.
Okay, we'll go with that then. Chapter 2, verse 3. It's for still the vision awaits its appointed time. It hastens to the end. It will not lie. If it seems slow, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not delay.
We just talked about that.
I know, right?
Isn't that crazy? Why that verse in such a, I don't want to say an odd book in the, not many people, there are not many pastors that do sermons out of that book of the Bible, and certainly nobody shares a verse out of that book. Why that verse?
That verse has come up a few times this past year. One of my friends, she released a song that I sang back up in, and she actually says that verse in the song. And then one of the girls in my life group also brought it up during one of our meetings, and I just kind of marked it down because I just thought, what a great reminder for life of how nothing is on delay, how God always has a plan in mind, and like you're never actually behind. Like everything is supposed to happen when it's supposed to happen, and that just seems very prevalent to this particular season in my life too. I've had a lot of like I you have kind of mentioned I released a couple EPs in the past, and they're starting to really get some recognition right now. And this song that I just released, Smile, is one of my favorite songs I've ever written, and it's touched so many people so far. And so it's just like a season of like, even if like when I initially release stuff or write stuff, not seeing really the fruit of that come to life yet, but like even if months go by or years go by, like there was a purpose for me writing it, there was a purpose for me releasing it, and God always like will come through with that in his timing. So
Amen. And I just want to remind you and remind the artists that are listening. There's an artist on the show, Jordan Ramble. Jordan's out in California, and he wrote a song and played it 10 years ago. Nobody Like You. Okay, didn't do anything. Nothing. 10 years later, it is blown up hotter than a firecracker on July 4th. I mean, even Joe Rogan on his podcast talked about it. So it's not, like you said, it's not, since we're talking about time, it is not in our time. It's God's perfect time. And I know it's difficult to, because it's human nature to want things now. That's what we're taught. That's how society has groomed us, that everything is personal satisfaction now.
Right.
So, like you said, God's plan is a little bit different. And how difficult is it sometimes to remember that?
It is often difficult to
Mm-hmm.
remember
It
that.
is.
Yeah, especially when it can be so easy to compare yourself to other people and who seem ahead of you and in all areas of life. It can be hard to be thankful for where you are in the present and being able to look back and see how far God has taken you in your journey versus comparing it to someone else's.
And we'll jump back on the time topic again. You know, a Christian independent artist puts a lot of money out for a single, not just an EP, like you've done EPs, just what it costs to produce a quality single. And I believe the word is edification. I'm using big words on this show now. You know, that's we want it right then. We want to see results right then. I spent this amount of money, this amount of time. You know, I'm checking my views. How many people have watched it? You know, how many people, let me go over Spotify. How many people are listening on Spotify? What about YouTube? You know, Instagram, are they liking it? What did they say? You know, that's how we live.
Yeah, and it robs us of time.
It does. It really does.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for sharing a powerful verse just for all of us to remember. You know, God's in control. And like I always say, the throne doesn't shake. No matter what happens, it does not shake that throne.
Yep.
But the one thing that we do have to watch for is at that throne, at the right hand of that throne, is our Savior. And here we go with time again, because there will be a time of a certain day that he will not be at that right hand, because he's coming here to get us. And we are called to expand the kingdom in all we do. And Jenna, you're doing that. I hope and pray this show is a vessel to be able to do that. Because I believe the 12 disciples, Jesus sent the 12 disciples out to minister. And that was their gift. I mean, he sent them, they were fishermen, and he went to tell them to be speakers of the truth.
Yep.
And you have, like I said, you have a gift, and he sent you out to use that gift. So, for you, for me, for the listeners, let's not worry about time. What is time? Who set time? Who made the watch? You know, I did think about that earlier today. It used to just to be sun up, sun down was a day. You had a day. And now we are, man, our lives are run by time.
Yeah.
I think you need to fix that, Jenna.
Me, that's a lot of pressure.
I tell you what, when we come back, we're going to take all the pressure off you, because we're going to the segment of the show, but you know what's coming because you've been on the show before. It's the music segment. show where we get to talk about, we're going to talk about this new song, but then we may, there's no telling what may come up in this next segment. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
We'll be back with Miss Jenna Widener right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Whether you're joining on the airwaves of 89.7 WJHO, streaming online at 897WJHO.org, or here we go again. You got stuck on a podcast called Rock the Flock and you can't turn it off. It's because, one, it's Holy Spirit driven. I don't have anything to do with it. And two, amazing guests that are on it. And this week, topping the charts is Miss Jenna Widener. Jenna, thank you again for taking the time to be on the show.
Oh, well, thank you.
Not only am I your only employee, I'm your biggest fan too. So let's talk about why we raise our hands in worship when we come to a Jenna Widener concert because it's awesome music. What instruments do you play?
Mainly guitar.
Guitar, okay. Any others? Tried any others?
I can play a little piano, a little ukulele, but haven't spent too much time on it recently.
Well, I had a guest a few weeks ago, and they reminded me of an instrument I never thought of because they didn't play an instrument. And she said, "My voice is an instrument." And
That's
I
true.
thought, that's true. Wow. So not only do you play the guitar, you play your voice. That sounds funny, doesn't it?
It's true.
It is.
With that.
So you've been busy writing. Are you writing your songs when the Lord puts a thought into your brain and you say, "Yes, Lord," do you grab your phone and type it in? Do you speak it into your phone? Do you go get a stick it note and write it down? Do you have a pad you write it down on? How do you capture all these? Because I know songs don't all come at one time. The whole song doesn't.
Right.
There may be a few lines that come, or maybe it's just the general idea of a song. How do you capture all that information?
It honestly depends on the song. The best moments are when I just get an idea and I just go and grab my guitar and start writing, start seeing what comes out. Sometimes I'll just be playing guitar and I'll learn a new way, a new like chord structure, a new style of playing, and that will kind of usually lead to a song idea. I'll have stuff happen to me in my life and I just kind of reflect on it or look back on what I've written about it, and then later I'll just grab my guitar and kind of just start processing as I'm writing it. But it all kind of depends. And then I'll just like get random ideas and put them down in my phone. But the best moments are when I just it's almost like God tells me like you're about to write a song, and I'm like, okay, let me grab my guitar, and then an hour later, they're the song. Those are the best moments.
They are, yes. Now, do you ever go back to your phone and maybe something new goes with something that you had previously written down or recorded? You say, okay, this piece may go with, oh, it goes with this piece over here.
Sometimes. Yeah, sometimes. Not
Okay.
too often, but.
Well, all right. Well, where are you playing these days?
Oh, it kind of depends. I do a lot of different writers' rounds, and those are hosted at different different spots. I was just recently at the Brooklyn Bowl, which was a very, very fun opportunity. That was part of this show called the Nashville 100, where we had 100 songwriters perform in writers' rounds. We had 10 rounds, and it was actually put on by Guinness World Records. So yeah, we broke a record for the largest attended writers round ever. So I tell people that wasn't on my bucket list or my bingo card for 2026, but it's on there now and it's crossed off. So and that was really special too, because that was the same day I released my single. So it was a great way to debuted it.
Well, right on cue. Let's talk about that single. And you've done it, and that's what just warms my heart to do these interviews. And of course the listeners can't, they don't see, but fortunately we use Zoom. I use Zoom a lot because it's more personal to me. And just to see you smile, that makes this interview, it just makes it really good, because that's just the joy that you have in you, that spirit.
Well, and the song is also called Smile, so that's perfect.
Perfect. Well, what encouraged you? Well, I know who encouraged you, but what was the inspiration behind the song Smile?
So it's actually my grandmother. She passed away back in 2024, right before Christmas. And the song is literally like her spirit is throughout this entire song. She passed away on December 22nd, and I'm like trying to figure out where I begin this story, because it's such a beautiful long story. But I came out to my grandma. She lived in Minnesota most of her life, but then towards the end of her life, she wanted to move out to Colorado, where the majority of my family is from. And so she lived in Golden for the past couple years leading up to her passing. And she ended up having a heart attack, very unexpected. And thankfully, I was able to fly out to see her one more time. Same with my family. And after she passed, my mom and my aunt, they were going through her Bible, because the pastor who was going to be speaking at her funeral, he wanted to have something to put into the program, like her favorite Bible verse or something like that. And my aunt was flipping through my grandma's Bible, and she didn't have, like, she loved the whole Bible. So it wasn't like, oh, like we know exactly what verse we'll put in there. This piece of paper fell out of her Bible, and it was in my grandma's handwriting, and it said, "Until he takes me home, I feel his hand in mine. That's all I need to know." And we ended up putting that saying into her program. And it's amazing when I tell people just that phrase alone. It does something. I can't even like explain it. People are just so touched by that. And so after her funeral, I came back, and I had forgotten to take a program home with me. So I had my mom send me a picture of that, and I just like it just clicked for me. I saw that and I thought, okay, Lord, that's the song right there. And I was actually going to my plan was to record her telling her story when I was back home for Christmas, because she had the most incredible life, like she truly did. And she had so many challenges that she went through that God just completely like carried her through, and she never ever like doubted, or her faith has always been like the biggest thing in her life. And And so I wanted to record her telling her story because she loved telling it to everyone. And obviously I didn't get to do that, but the song was a way to honor her. And the reason it's called Smile is because when she passed away, I wasn't physically there, but my mom and my brother, they were. And they said that when she passed away on her final breath, she had a smile on her face. And my mom said it wasn't like a normal smile. It was something that she couldn't even really put into words. It was like she was totally at peace. And I believe that in that moment she saw Jesus, she saw I would say she saw Jesus, but she could have seen her husband too, but just what an amazing way to go out, and so it's just such a special, it's a special song for me. And like even some of the lyrics are so specific to like who she was and how she expressed her faith. Even when she was in the hospital, she told one of the doctors, because when she had the heart attack, it's not like she was still conscious. It's not like she went out immediately. She was still conscious, able to talk to people, and it was amazing. Like the doctor said, like, are you, like, is there like a history with heart attacks in your family or anything? She's like, yeah, there is, but I've been doing pretty well. And but she even said like the Christmas prior, she's like, I really hope I'm around for one more Christmas. And we're all like, don't talk like that. Like we know you will be. Like we weren't prepared for it, right? But she was already, I think the Lord was already like preparing her in a way. And when she was in the hospital, she told one of the doctors, she would always talk about her mansion that God was building in the sky. And she said, I don't think God's ready for me. Yeah, I think him and my husband, who was a carpenter, I think they're still working on my mansion. And a doctor can have any type of reaction to someone saying something like that, right? But his response was, yeah, I think they're still working on the tile. And it was just like but that's how she spoke. That's how she was with everyone. She was the kind of person who would go into the grocery store and would bless the cashier, who would, who she had, she moved from Minnesota to Colorado at the age of like 89 or 88. Like she just, and she always was able to make friends. Like she just was like an angel on earth to me, like just the ultimate example of like a life lived well. And I'm just really thankful that this song was able to really show her spirit and be a reminder of that this is not our home. Like
No.
kind of we were saying before, like this is not our home, and God is with us ev literally every single second. And what's also amazing is that like I don't know where she got that phrase, until he takes me home, I feel his hand in mine, that's all I need to know. I have no idea if she just heard like a pastor said it and she wrote it down, or if it was something that God just kind of put on her heart. I don't know, and I won't know until I see her again, but it's kind of amazing that there's like a little mystery to this song, because like that's kind of like our faith, right? You don't have all the answers, but that's why it's called faith. And so yeah, it's just a beautiful, joyful song, and I just really hope it puts a smile on your face and carries you through all the good and hard moments.
Well, is Smile playing on the radio anywhere right now?
No, it is
Oh,
not.
see, and this is, there are times, I'll be honest, Jenna, I wonder why keep doing this? I do sometimes, 'cause it's a lot on my plate. I don't have enough time sometimes to do all what I need to do. But this is why. Because if it weren't for the opportunity the Lord has laid out for music to be played on this show, music would not get played. Now, it could be posted on social media platforms, which is awesome in today's world, but there's still something about music being played on radio. Would you do the absolute honor of introing the song? And then we're going to play it another world premiere right here on Rock the Flock Radio.
Absolutely. This is Jenna Widener on Rock the Flock, and you are listening to Smile.
It's Rock the Flock Radio joining the show this week. You're still in Nashville, correct?
Correct,
From Nashville, Tennessee,
yeah.
Miss Jenna Widener. Jenna, thank you for not only sharing a little bit about who you are. We learned that you play not the air guitar, but you really play guitar. You use your instrument of your voice as a weapon against the enemy, which is too cool. And you shared an awesome, I'm gonna call it a testimony. It wasn't what inspired me to write this song called Smile. It was kind of the testimony behind it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, thank you for sharing all of that, because I know it blessed me and I know it's blessed the listeners.
Thank you. I really appreciate you telling
Well,
letting me share that.
let's go before you tell people how to connect with you, because it's really easy, because when you're a superstar, it's really easy to find. But we'll make sure they get dialed in. But let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you again for this wonderful opportunity, Lord. Thank you for all the artists on the show. I ask that you will be with them, you will walk with them, you will guide them, Heavenly Father, protect their families. Lord, for Jenna, Lord, thank you for the spirit of joy that you've put in her body, Lord. Thank you for the passion she has for your service, Lord, for expanding your kingdom. God, I ask that you will send angels to walk with her, that you will wrap a hedge of protection around her. Lord, that you will continue to guide her through the right doors of life in this journey, that you will send the right people, Heavenly Father, and bless each and every step of her life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Well, all right, Miss Jenna, how can people connect with you?
Jenna with a J, Widener, Weidner. That's my name on all the streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, all those places. And you can connect with me through my website on jennawidener.com or through my social media. My handle is Jenna CW Music. And that's where you can find me.
Now, would it be safe to say if they go to the website, they can find a connection to all the others?
Correct.
That'd be probably the easiest way, and that is just jennawidener.com.
Correct. Yep.
Man, you're a big, when you have your own website, you are something else.
You're official,
You
right?
are. That's right. That's right there with the Hollywood star. Well, Jenna, thank you so very much for taking time out of a schedule that there's no time to take out of to just to bless us. So you keep doing what you're doing. I know there's some long days. I understand. I know your life. I've really learned the life of the independent Christian artist. I know there are days when you don't know how things are going to work out, and that could be physically, monetarily, but God is with you. And you just Like I tell everybody to tuck the verse of the week away in their pocket. You know, the verse you shared from Habakkuk to wrap that one up. Why don't you? I think that verse is so powerful. If you have it in front of you, could you read it one more time?
Absolutely. This is Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 3. For still the vision awaits its appointed time. It hastens to the end. It will not lie. If it seems slow, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not delay.
Jenna, I think that's it rhymes almost. That's a song too. So get to it.
Okay.
Yeah, what about a song about time? I mean, we've talked all about it on this show. Look at there.
Oh,
And the
I
verse, and it comes right from that verse.
it does.
So get the guitar out when we get off this call, and I'll contact you tomorrow to see if it's completed, okay?
Okay.
Now get some rest. Don't work too hard.
Thank you.
And just keep rocking the flock, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, that's Jenna Widener on Rock the Flock Radio.